Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I'm joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning. Good morning.
And we're joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning, you guys.
How are you doing today?
Well, how about there?
Not bad, not bad. Getting ready to kicking off November here with some nice weather, it looks like, Paul.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, certainly it's going to be still more of these warm days here through really Thursday, and then starting a cool down here by Friday and the weekend, a little bit cooler each day to follow. It looks like also could see some soaking rains here starting from late Thursday night, kind of on and off rain through Saturday night from that point on as well. But in the meantime, some more sunshine today, highs around 70, southwest wind 5 to 10. 42 clear tonight, and then 73 and sunny tomorrow, as winds will stay southerly at about 5 to 15. 52 Wednesday night, still up to 70 Thursday. Partial sun, some clouds. South winds turning more breezy at that point. And then breezy south winds into end of the week here for Friday. 53 Thursday night. Shower chances developing overnight. Showers on Friday, 62. And then still some more showers Saturday, highs at 60. Maybe a couple showers into Sunday, some highs in the mid-50s at that point. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Thanks a lot, Paul. We appreciate the updates, as always. You have yourself a great day.
Thanks. You guys, too.
Thanks, Paul.
I appreciate him. Yeah, he's great. Best in the business. Our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Big thank you to them. Nice day looking ahead. Nice day. Looking nice. We got some nice stuff lined up for you in a little bit. We'll get into Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club. If you had a birthday in October, you're going to be listening. Or an anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Because you have a chance to win.
That's right. Looking forward to that. In the 9 o'clock hour, Ron, Barry, Santa going to join us.
All right.
Looking forward to that. That is going to be a lot of fun.
I have my list.
Very good. Very good call by you. First up in the hour, five things to look forward to in November. New day, new month, and we got a handful of things to look forward to in November.
Okay. Just a handful.
Just a couple. We don't want to go overboard here. the biggest shopping days of the year are coming up. Black Friday is November 25th, and Cyber Monday is the 28th. Plenty of people looking forward to those.
Oh, but I am encouraged by the number of companies who are now going to be closed on Thanksgiving and also closed on Friday following Thanksgiving to give their employees a chance to spend time with their families.
In the spirit of that, I talked to some people about us having Black Friday off, and they laughed at me. like you don't sell stuff. Why would you get the day? I could not agree with you more.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like local. We talk about buying local, supporting local, and all that, and we mean every little sellable of that. And I hope people do take that to heart, especially as we get closer to these bigger months and bigger shopping months and all that. The businesses are open other days, you know.
Yep.
I mean, other than the day right after Thanksgiving or day before, or whatever, you know. I mean, celebrate with your family.
If you look at those sales that they're having, you're not actually saving that much money.
Well, that I'm glad you brought that up, Melissa, because I have not read as much about Cyber Monday, but I know that Black Friday, like the last 5 years, I've seen the statistics. They just don't. The savings aren't there like they used to be, And I think that goes hand in hand in part with what you were just talking about, all these businesses doing that. I think even businesses that are open have kind of gotten the idea that, well, we'll keep our doors open, but we're probably not going to get that much, or, you know, we're gearing towards a certain clientele maybe,
well,
you know.
And the big, you know, push and the hullabaloo that was around all of that when it first started, now they're just trying to ride on the coattails of that and expect people to come out thinking that they're saving a bunch of money. They actually aren't.
It's Black Friday. It reminds me exactly of a movie franchise. The first one, not bad. First one, not bad. But now it's like number 15. And it's like, my gosh. I mean, come on. Just stop making.
Can we be done with this now, Fast and Furious?
Yeah, it's gotten kind of old. You guys, you drove to the moon, all right? Like, what else? How are you going to top that? How are you going to do that? Like, it seems like certain things. I couldn't agree with you more about that. And new in theaters this month. A lot of great movies coming out this month. November, December traditionally tend to be good months for movies. Especially bigger, you know, projects and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Weird, the Al Yankovic story is coming to Roku channel this Friday.
Oh, yeah, with Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, you got Daniel Radcliffe as Weird Al Yankovic. Somebody's playing Madonna. Somebody famous is playing Madonna, and I can't think of her name right now. But I know Rainn Wilson, who many people know as Dwight from The Office.
Mm-hmm.
He is playing Dr. Demento, and I'm just as excited about that as I am to see Daniel Radcliffe play Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah,
that should be really, really good. And it's not Naomi Watts. It's can't think of it. She's playing Madonna.
I'm trying to look
it's a great
it up
actress.
Here. Julia Garner?
No, but there's a great actress playing her. I can't think of her name right
well,
now.
Well, because there's been several Madonna movies.
Oh, yeah. This one, this isn't about Madonna, but she's in the story. So they had somebody playing her.
The Inventing Anna?
No.
Okay.
Black Panther, Wakanda Forever hits theaters next Friday. That's a good one.
All right.
Nothing but great reviews coming out about that one. That should be really... I'm really interested to see how they carry on the story without Chadwick.
Yeah.
And in the sequels, A Christmas Story, called A Christmas Story Christmas, hits HBO Max on the 17th. Okay. And the Enchanted sequel, Disenchanted, hits Disney Plus the 18th.
Hmm.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, it's the start of the Christmas movies.
Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell star in Apple's musical version of A Christmas Carol called Spirited. Also on the 18th, Steven Spielberg's The Fablemans opens wide on the 23rd. A lot of people excited about that. Spielberg has quietly been doing like kind of fun projects for himself for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
Like last year he did the, or not last year, but a couple years ago did West Side Story. And like whoever had Steven Spielberg doing West Side Story, you know, but it was great. And, and he did really, obviously did really good with it because he's a really good director.
Right.
There's certain directors, they need the special effects. They need the green screen and all that. Steven Spielberg is almost underrated as a director when it comes to his angles and his use of sound and sight to just create a scene, to just build something up. I mean, he's been doing this since Jaws, you know? Actually, I got to see a class I took at Lincoln. Shout out to Mr. Sabley. Got to see Steven Spielberg's thesis film, the film that he did in college and everything.
Cool.
It's great, but it's also, it's got a couple of director no-nos in it. It's so great to see, and he embraces. The only reason we see it is because he put it out there for young directors to learn. Like, look, even I learned.
Right. You got to start somewhere.
It's a traveling movie, and there's a scene where a car is traveling down a long road alone. And he's up on, he wanted to get up on this hill to film it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a cool angle and everything. And then as you see, and he's going, you see his shadow in the shot of the cameraman shooting it. He's like, that's a no-no, you don't want to do that.
Nope.
But he started.
But it's a teaching moment.
Such an amazing director. Mm-hmm. Such a attention to detail type director.
That's cool.
On TV, season 5 of The Crown premieres on the 9th on Netflix. The season finale of Handmaid's Tale is also on the 9th. And season 5 of Yellowstone premieres on Paramount Plus November 13th. a lot of the cast from Yellowstone are starting to get a little worn out, though, apparently, from what I hear.
Really?
They're just trying to... They're really trying to do hit on this while it's popular.
Mm-hmm.
So they just want to keep getting out these seasons and everything.
Yeah.
HBO's 4-part miniseries called Shaq starts on the 23rd. The Addams Family spinoff Wednesday hits Netflix on the 23rd. I cannot wait. James Gunn's Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special hits Disney Plus on the 25th. And the new Willow series premiere on Disney Plus November 30th. Very excited about that one, too. If you're into award shows, the CMA Awards are on the 9th. Grammy nominees will be announced on the 15th. And the 37th Annual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony airs on HBO Max on the 19th.
Okay.
And the American Music Awards are on the 20th.
All right.
Plenty of things going on there. I didn't realize it was award season.
Yeah.
And, of course, the holidays. The big ones are Veterans Day on the 11th, Thanksgiving on the 24th,
Yep.
And daylight savings time ends this Sunday, so we all fall back and gain an hour of sleep.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's while we still have it. I don't know how much longer this is going to last. Every year, it seems since I was a kid, really since we were kids, Melissa.
Yeah,
every,
it's been a topic of conversation of just doing away with it.
And I don't know. I've never really had a huge pull or feeling one way or the other. I kind of think we just have accepted this in society because all of us have grown up with it. Mm-hmm. So we just kind of, like, for a lot of us, like, well, just for myself at least, just kind of roll with it. I mean, I choose my battles wisely, and there's plenty of things to get bent out of shape about. This mm-hmm. one has never really affected my life that much, so mm-hmm. I haven't really been that concerning of it because I don't sleep. So so for me, it doesn't really matter one way or the other. But I know that there are a lot of people that have a lot more at stake when it comes to this subject. Mm-hmm. And so I've always tried to keep an open mind with it and listen and hear and learn more about it. I'm curious to see how much longer this lasts.
Well, because there are pockets of the country that already don't observe daylight savings time, and like our Amish community, mm-hmm. they refer to it as English time.
Yeah, and they seem to be doing fine. They seem to be doing
Arizona,
just fine without us.
Doing fine.
Yeah.
State's, I mean, they
still
got
around.
Other issues, but
but
they're otherwise time wise, they're doing fine.
They are still running. They are still up and
up. Yeah, like,
hey, do you remember that one state that went out of business? Like,
no, that's Texas, James. But as far as daylight savings time goes, I don't know. I mean, I think it was originally because of farmers, so that they could, you know, still attend school, you know, have light at the important times that they needed it. But as we've talked, they have a lot of electric lights now. You can light up a field like daylight if you need to.
I'll tell you, if you're a fan of daylight savings time, you want to get on this right now, because I can tell you, I look at it all these days, even these sillier kind of like holidays coming up and everything, that the reason, part of the reason this never like gained in popularity is they need to attach something fun to it. Like make it an actual holiday. Like,
right. Instead of just gaining or losing an hour of sleep.
Yeah.
And then just like screwing up your circadian rhythms for the next month.
Right. Like have something attached to it that makes it fun or exciting or whatever. And then you'll have it. Then it'll stay. Like if you want it to stay. Yeah. I don't care one way or the other.
If you don't want it to stay, film your children.
Yeah.
For the week after that as they try to readjust their schedule.
I hear more reasons than not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know enough about the subject to feel comfortable saying, yes, we should definitely get rid of this, or yes, we should definitely keep it. I
think it should be a majority vote kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah. Like the way our country works.
It's supposed to work.
It should be. Yes.
Yep.
So again, just another reminder, daylight savings time ends this Sunday. And here are a few more holidays to look forward to. This Thursday is National Sandwich Day.
Yum.
That's good.
I want a good sandwich. Right now.
It's just nothing like a good sandwich. Good bread, good materials inside.
Sandwich.
Yes.
Yes. Sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Sunday is National Nachos Day.
Nachos.
Not only one of the funnest snacks to say.
so versatile.
It's so versatile. You can do so many things with nachos.
And the backstory for it is just so fun.
It's perfect. It's perfect. So many great snacks or meals started like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just what do I got? What do I got around? Okay, make
throw
it work.
Together. Mm-hmm. And it's a hit. All right, I want to sell this.
I meant to do that. The 13th is World Kindness Day.
That's a good one.
That is a fantastic one, especially considering how, it's election season.
Right.
We got an election coming up.
Let's call out the elephant in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
People have been nasty.
Yeah.
We've been dealing with a lot of negativity coming at us through the airways and through our televisions, and not from people in this state, from people outside of this state, outside actors trying to influence our elections.
I'm so appreciative when you set me up so well, Melissa, and I know how much you've looked into this subject, so you've got plenty to note that you've reported and could talk about when it comes to this. People making these attack ads don't even live in our neck of the woods.
No.
They're not even, and oftentimes not even in this country. I don't think people outside of that, like, if you don't have a lot of friends out of the state, you may not realize this. California, they got no idea what we're talking about. They don't have these out there. I'm not saying they have no attack ads, but they don't have them where every single commercial break, radio, TV,
you are
is
just
online.
Bombarded.
You're bombarded by attack ads to the point where, I know I've had conversations with politicians recently that are thinking about getting out of the game because of this stuff.
Like, and that's scary. Because we need good people running for office in our state to listen to the people.
Who is going to want to do these jobs, not just this next election, but all the future elections, if all we do is tear each other down?
Yeah.
I'm not saying we don't call each other out on things. That's what a debate is about. That is what politics is all about, is choosing the people that fit your values and your needs.
Let's be truthful in what we're calling people out for, not picking and cherry picking and choosing what, let's take this snippet and match it with this, and then we can frame it this way so that we can make it look like they're doing this. That is so wrong.
And let's not get it twisted. Both sides are doing this.
Yeah.
And the only people that are winning are the people making these ads.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I genuinely think that, because I don't want to go to the point of where we outlaw attack ads or something like that. I think that's a little ridiculous.
No, there's freedom of speech.
It's not just the politicians, because, like, look at our area. I've Teston, Katrina Shanklin, Krug,
wonderful
Congressman
people.
Kind. I've had each one of them in the studio. I've asked each one of them this point blank, looked them in the eye. Are you going to do attack ads? And none of them want to. None of them are in favor of them. But the groups that, quote unquote, represent us or represent this particular thing or whatever, then they come out with these ads. And then they say, and oftentimes you'll see, and I endorse this ad. And it's
sometimes,
like, well, what the what, man? You know, what are you guys doing here? If they agree to stop doing this, it's a step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to get it done, but it's a step in the right direction. If these attack ads, if the more and more, hopefully, because they don't care the statistics they see. Well, you can see attack ads don't work. They know that. They don't care. It's not about that for them.
It's about creating division.
Division is all it's about.
Mm-hmm.
And
because
I'm not
they keep us fighting against each other, we get nothing done.
Well, not only do we get nothing done, but the rich just get richer,
yep.
And we just hurt more.
Mm-hmm.
We need to start holding these politicians accountable and these things accountable.
Mm-hmm.
We need to remember how this whole thing is supposed to work. We're the ones with the power. We're the ones in charge.
Yeah. Don't let anybody tell you that you don't, that your voice doesn't matter, that your vote doesn't count, because it absolutely does.
We run this world. Not politicians, not attack ads, not these things. It's us with our vote, with our brains, with our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. Do it right and do it.
Yes.
Also, the 23rd is Espresso Day, and I probably need a little less of that.
James, the 23rd is a little ways away.
And another
you
thing.
You really didn't need to start with 23 of them today.
I was excited. And I got more excited as I kept taking them.
Your stomach hates you.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, that's espresso cappuccino. It's the only thing that holds me back from them is the heartburn I get from sometimes. I love them.
They're good.
Take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on more with Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club. That's coming up in moments. Because that's another thing to look forward to in the month of November, birthdays and anniversaries.
Yes, indeed.
Coming up here at WFHR. It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And we encourage you to celebrate with our friends at Misty. Treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 Steadway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
And before we get to November, we got to take care of October.
Yeah, it's the first day of November.
Yeah, we got to draw ourselves our October winner here. And we had 31 entries.
Woohoo! Awesome.
That's really great, you guys. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Great.
I can remember doing this where we had like maybe 13 or 20 or mm-hmm. something like that. Our station has grown.
Yeah.
Our audience has grown, and you guys keep doing this. Keep them coming, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Send your birthdays and anniversaries to info@WFHR.com or james@WFHR.com. You can direct message us through Facebook, Morse code, smoke signals, whatever you got to do.
However you got to get them to us.
I need number 1 through 31, Melissa.
17.
Oh, wow. You had that one ready to go.
Well, you told me that how many there were. That's just the number that popped in my head. So.
Well, and you got some people that are going to be thanking you, Melissa. A big shout out to Dale and Tina Dahl.
All right.
Dale and
Tina.
They
are our winners. Congratulations.
Yes. Dale and Tina.
And what did they win, James?
They win 2 concrete sorry, you got me in my...
Wrong promo.
Yeah. I immediately went into, well, I'll tell you, Melissa. Misty's menu gift certificate for 2 lunches, 2 pieces of pie.
Woohoo! That's awesome.
And that worked out really good since it's the two of them.
Yeah.
Really, really nice. Dale and Tina, congratulations and a happy anniversary again,
yeah.
You guys. We hope you
had a great one.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy your free Misty's menu.
Yeah, that's really sweet. That is pretty cool. So looking at our birthday and anniversary club for today, we just got one name to mention.
Oh, so I don't have to work again.
No, you got this one off, Mo.
Nice.
Alex Connor. Want to wish happy birthday to Alex.
Alex, happy birthday, Alex.
Have a good day, Alex. Wish you a great one. Enjoy. I'm trying to play this very non-sexual because I don't know. Alex, I've heard, is a woman and a man's name.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not sure.
Right.
Sometimes it's kind of fun with that, though. I actually kind of enjoy that because I don't know. Not knowing is kind of fun sometimes.
You know, that's kind of why I went by Mel for a long time when I was in my, I would say, early
20s.
Yeah. Because it kind of left it ambiguous. Like, well, is this a male or a female? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because of so many gender stereotypes and things like that, sometimes it's easier to break through those barriers when somebody is uncertain.
I get that.
Which
I
is
don't
weird,
get that.
But
I get that. I don't get that. I get that. I can't relate to that. But I do respect that a lot. Mm-hmm. I think that's very, that's an interesting, that's very unique about that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll continue here. Sorry. Thank you, Melissa. I'm going to keep on moving here because I want to wish Alex Connor a happy birthday. And then we'll go ahead and get right into some celebrity birthdays. We got celebrity birthdays to cover here, everybody. And let's see. Let me, who I got first on the list. Of course, my computer just froze on me. I'm going to be honest with you guys. It froze. So I'm just buying a little time there. All right. First up on the list, Penn Bagley. He's 35. He was on Gossip Girl and the TV show You. He's been on a handful of things. Bo Bice is 47, the rocker runner-up from American Idol Season 4. He's had a pretty solid career from what I can tell. I got to admit, I don't know a whole lot about him, but from what I have seen, the guy seems to be working pretty consistently. Jenny McCarthy is 50. Married to Donnie Wahlberg. Melissa McCarthy is her cousin. I know that she's on The Masked Singer now. I can't think of necessarily a whole lot of other things that Jenny McCarthy. I know that she didn't get her start on The Masked Singer. She's been around for a long time. I just can't exactly. Like, she was an MTV host, I think, for a while, Jenny McCarthy. Not sure. Let's see here. And we can move on to this one. Toni Collette is 50. Yeah, she's a great actress, legendary actress, if you ask me. Very good. United States of Tara. She's also the mom on The Sixth Sense, About a Boy, and Little Miss Sunshine.
Ooh, About a Boy. I've definitely seen that one. That was good.
Yeah, that's a good one. And, she really is a sneaky good in The Sixth Sense.
Mm-hmm.
She's so, like, you can't not feel her, like, just frustration. With not knowing what to do with her for her son, and
yeah.
how can I help him? How can I? You don't have to be a parent to feel like all the emotions in the world in that scene in particular, and she does that in so good, like especially her facial expressions.
Yeah,
just incredibly good with that stuff. Little Miss Sunshine, same type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sophie B. Hawkins is 58.
Oh.
Damn, I Wish I Was Your Lover. She's had a couple hits. She was on an episode of Community, though, and I always thought it was really cool that she did it.
Yeah.
The bit was the Sophie Hawkins dance or whatever, that classic dance that they have.
Mm-hmm, where the girls ask the boys.
Well, Britta, one of the characters in the show, thinks it's the Sophie B. Hawkins dance. And she doesn't want to admit that she's she didn't, get it.
That
and
it's
everything.
Not right, yeah.
So she actually invites Sophie B. Hawkins to come to the dance, and nobody thinks she's going to show up, and then she shows up.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's a good one. There's a sneaky good guest star in that one, too. Miss Marvel, Captain Marvel is in that one, too.
Oh, really?
Let's see. Rich Allen is 59. Def Leppard's drummer. The gentleman, he does have just the one arm, too. Now he was the drummer for Def Leppard when he had two arms, and then he lost one, I believe, and they kept him as a drummer because he figured out a way to do it. His drum kit, I've seen the back behind it. It's amazing, like the way it's set up so he can still do the job.
Do it with one hand. Yeah,
and
that's impressive.
Not to be lost in the shuffle, very, very good drummer. Mm. Like, very good. Like,
obviously, he must be if they're keeping him.
Sometimes you wonder if they keep, somebody because they're friends or, out of empathy
or
any of the above. He keeps the rhythm, keeps the beat, does a great job there.
Well, the drummer plays a very important role in a band.
Yeah. Let's see here. Big Kenny Alfin from Big and Rich is 59. Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
Ah, yes, that song.
One of the greatest showmen I've ever seen, Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, is 60 today. Anthony Kiedis is 60, my God.
That's hard to believe.
And I have not seen many better shows than the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
That was incredible. Just an incredible show. And, and a big part of it is Anthony Kiedis. Just an amazing MC. Let's see here. Fernando Valenzuela is 62, former Dodgers pitcher. Though his birth date is officially listed as November 1st, most baseball scouts believe he was born up to 5 years earlier. But who cares? I mean, not now, at this point in the game. What does it matter?
You know? Right.
Also one of the greatest pitchers of all time. I remember Fernando Mania. Yeah. Lyle Lovett is 65, former country singer.
Okay.
Let's see here. And then some people no longer with us, like the great Marcia Wallace, born in 1942, passed away in 2013. She was Edna Krabappel on The Simpsons. She was Carol Kester on Bob Newhart's show, Match Game 73. She was on a lot of stuff. Classic, a great actor and a great voice actor.
Yes.
And Dan Peake, born on this day in 1950, passed away in 2011, America singer. Supergroup that brought you A Horse with No Name, Sister Golden Hair, Tin Man, Venture a Highway.
A lot of recognizable songs.
And Sir Benjamin Lee Guinness, born on this day in 1798, passed away in 1868, the father of Guinness Ale.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah, thank that man.
We're going to take a break right here. We'll get to Melissa's news. One more time, I want to say congratulations. We want to say congratulations to our Misty's Menu winners for October, Dale and Tina Dahl.
Dale and Tina Dahl, congratulations.
They celebrated their birthday, their anniversary on the 17th. Melissa picked number 17. And that's just how it worked out. Dale and Linda, Tina, enjoy. I hope you had a great anniversary. And Alex Connor, enjoy your birthday, sir.
Yes.
Or ma'am. Either or, not sure. Enjoy. Have a great one. We hope it's good. And we encourage you to treat yourself and celebrate with our friends over at Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week. And 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. You get there. Wish them a good morning from all of us at WFHR. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Yeah. Mornings on WFHR. We hope you're having a great Tuesday out there. 8:39 on the clock. Melissa and James here with you. How long, what's the over-under before I accidentally hit the Halloween bumpers? And how often will I do it in December? How often?
Just because you want to.
I wonder, a little subconscious like that for the... You're so right about that. I got a really cool article here. A study a while back found 4-second workouts might be enough to counteract all the sitting we do.
What?
Which makes this new study sound a little less exciting, but both are really saying the same thing. So we did both these stories. We did the 4-second workout thing a little while back. Just a quick reminder about that. It is what it sounds like. Small bouts of intense exercise can help offset some of the harmful effects that extended periods of sitting can have on the body.
Mm-hmm.
New research found that the 4-second sprints conducted 5 times per hour help to improve fat metabolism and lower levels of in the bloodstream of some of the more nastier stuff and everything.
Yeah, I can sprint for 4 seconds.
All right. And it's basically those kind of leg lunges where you're kind of like you're going to be doing a push-up, but instead of doing a push-up, you're lifting
your
knee.
You bring up a knee up into your chest.
Yep.
Okay.
And you literally do it about 4 seconds. Like, if you got 4 seconds to spare, you do this, and it's supposed to help balance those things out.
Heck yeah.
You do it right after a long period of sitting.
Okay.
So like video gamers, people that work in offices.
People that work in radio.
Yes. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, we're going to get there. This is really good to do. I've actually done it right in here.
Wow.
Now, I don't have a metabolism thing to worry about on one end of it, but I do on the other end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it even helps people like myself that struggle with putting on weight.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting, and it's pretty cool, and thanks to the University of Texas.
Good to get your heart rate up. Awesome.
Yeah, good point there, Melissa. Yes, very good point.
Mm-hmm.
So this comes to us from Australia. Scientists at the University of Sydney say just 2 minutes of exercise a day can extend your life.
Hey. This is sounding better and better.
You had me at more life. I get an extra guy? I get an extra guy.
You get an extra guy. Maybe a half a guy, but you get extra.
That's so true. That'd be hilarious in video games if that's what they do. You get like half
Some
a guy.
Some of them do.
That's true. Yeah. They spent years tracking 70,000 people aged 40 to 70 using activity trackers like Fitbits. And people who just got 15 minutes of vigorous exercise a week, about 2 minutes a day, were 18% less likely to die over the next 5 years.
Hey.
That cuts through all the jargon. Like that kind of like 18% of people with this, mm-hmm. lived. Like it's just straight up.
Straight up.
Wow.
And that's actually really encouraging for those of us who beat ourselves up over not being able to exercise. Like, I don't have a half an hour a day to spend on the treadmill. I just don't. And I don't know how to fit it in. But you tell me I can do it in 4 seconds or 2 minutes? That I could do.
This one bothers me a little bit. Like, not enough to get on my soapbox or get, you know, gonna the hill I'm going to die on or anything. But it's almost a little pointless, some of these extended workouts people do. It's my leg day, so I got to work my legs. Okay, so work your legs and get out of the gym. Like, they'll spend the whole, like, hours doing just their legs or hours just doing their traps or their, you know, this or that. Where most workouts can hit all that, and you can get it done in a half an hour. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never had a workout, like, when they last longer, it's because I'm taking my time or something like that.
Or you're taking breaks.
Yeah, yeah. But for the, like, I work out about 4 times a week, and I would say on average, it's 20 to 40 minutes I'm doing, like, putting into it. And a lot of that is, again, me kind of like, okay, this is my time to, like, just focus on my body, relax my brain, try to let it heal, all these things. So I've been taking my time a little more, but even that's not that much.
Yeah.
And I'm not working out vigorously through the whole workout.
Mm-hmm.
It can be done. It's all about if you want to. Now, if you want to spend an hour on your legs, go more power to you. Go right ahead. It's your body.
Yeah. If your profession is marathon runner, then you probably should.
But as far as if you have to.
For the rest of us?
Right, yeah. You can get this. You can get a good workout in just doing these kind of things.
I like this.
That's not so different, what we said there, that 18% less likely to die over the next 5 years. That's not so different from what the 4 second study found, in that, one, people had to pedal hard on a stationary bike for 4 seconds, take a short break, repeat the process 5 times, and do the whole thing 8 times a day. That adds up to 2 minutes and 40 seconds of exercise.
Hmm.
So according to both studies, just 2 to 3 minutes a day will help.
Right.
They say in this article might help, and I understand why they say
that. Yeah, well, they got to have a disclaimer because, you know, obviously.
And everything's a case-by-case basis.
Everybody is different.
If you have, and not even serious health issues, but certain health issues, you can work out all until the cows come home and it's not going to get you anywhere. It's not going to, there's certain things that are never going to really improve until you see a doctor or a dietitian or, you know, have a workout buddy, maybe some of these things that can really help you get there.
Right.
But you deserve to get there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, however hard it might seem to get to, keep fighting at it, keep working at it. For me, I've been trying to put on 10 pounds for almost 15 years. I know people who've been trying to lose 10 pounds for almost 15 years. Like, keep going. Yeah. Keep trying.
Yeah, you know? That's all we can do.
And it's there's people rooting for you, too.
Mm-hmm. And you should be rooting for yourself.
Right on.
Don't be self-defeating like me.
Yeah, both of us are a little guilty of that one, Melissa. Yeah, yeah. Obviously, more exercise than that is even better, but more and more research shows that pretty much any amount is helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And at a certain point, you are kind of like just, you know, beating your... At a certain point, you learn this in football right away. Good football coaches learn this right away. At a certain point, you're just, you know, beating these people. You're just beating them into the ground. Your muscles aren't going to have enough time to heal before the game if all I'm doing is working out and, you know, doing kill sprints, you know, for an hour and workouts and all these things. Well, how am I going to catch a football if I can't move my legs? I'm gonna, you know, endurance is part of it and stuff. And that building endurance is certainly a big part of it. But there are
limits.
Even the most old school militant coach nowadays gets that, you know what, my guys aren't going to have anything left for the weight room or anything left for the game day or anything like that.
For their studies.
Yes. We will take a quick commercial break right on that note. We'll come back, get into some more fun mornings on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you at 8:50 on the clock. What happened in the last couple hours, Melissa?
You know, it went by real fast.
How does this go by so fast always, especially Tuesdays?
Maybe it's Christmas magic.
maybe. Boy, you just made Terry very happy. If Terry's out there listening, you just made her very happy with that. I want to get into our great Green Bay giveaway in a moment with you, Mel. But first, this is kind of another sort of giving away. Thursday is National Sandwich Day, and Subway has come up with their strangely specific way to celebrate.
Strangely specific. How Subway of them.
Yeah, right. they're giving away 10,000 foot-long subs to people who are flying later this week and are stuck sitting in the middle seat.
Really?
The idea is that you are sandwiched between two other people.
That's hilarious.
I'm tipping my hat on this one. Yes, yes. To take advantage of the offer, just take a photo of yourself sitting in the middle seat on Thursday and upload it at SubwaySandwichSeat.com. They're accepting entries on both Thursday and Friday and will randomly choose 10,000 winners.
Wow.
You won't get a sandwich brought to you on the plane, obviously. Instead, you'll get an email within 3 days with a digital Subway gift card worth $12.
Nice.
If you're not traveling this week, Subway has another offer for you. Starting today, there's a buy one, get one free deal on footlongs. Hmm. To get it, you need to use their promo code FLB or FLBOGO on Subway or the Subway app. The code is active today through Thursday.
Footlong BOGO.
Yes, FLBOGO. All one word.
Right.
That's what you have to use to be able to do that.
I just had to think about what F, because I immediately thought Florida. No.
Right.
No.
Me too.
Footlong. Got it.
And when learning our states did what such a number on us grade school kids.
Acronyms.
Like, yeah, all that stuff.
Blech.
Yes, like it's so up there in my brain. Like, I don't know where it's filed, but it pops up from time to time. And you and I had the same thing happen there. I see FL BOGO and immediately, what does it got to do with Florida? What is it?
You know, also BOGO, when that first started becoming more common, I had to find out what it meant. I didn't know what it meant.
So I don't care what people think. You can laugh at me. That's what this show is all about. When that first starts becoming more and more of a popular term, mm-hmm. I asked my mom, who is older than me, what this meant, and she laughed at me. Jimmy, don't you know what that means? Like I was very unhip to my mother.
Mm.
It's not
to be
cool.
fair, it was a cool. thing before our time.
It's true. she would not let that go.
I don't blame her. No. I'd ride that train forever.
Moms don't have a lot of cool moments. Like, you got to give it. You got to just tip your hat.
Own
you know?
That one, Mom.
Yes, yeah. It felt so foolish, though. She calls my dad into the room.
Guess what Jim just said?
Jimmy doesn't know what this means. Like, yeah, he's laughing. That kid, I tell you. Is this a great idea or a bit crazy? You can decide at home. A family in Australia recently lost their dog, a golden retriever that lived a long, happy life. Mm-hmm. And instead of burying him or having him cremated, they had him turned into a bearskin rug.
Okay.
So a dogskin rug or a retriever rug?
That would be a dogskin rug.
A ret rug? It was bad. It was really bad. A taxidermy place near Melbourne posted a video of the finished product on Instagram the other day. They said the family wanted him to be preserved as a pelt, and he was, quote, finally ready to head home. To be fair, it's almost like having the dog there with you. His fur is soft, and you can still pet it. But also, if your dog is a rug, that's a little different than doing it with a bear you had no emotional connection to. The reaction in the comments on this has been mixed, as everything is. Mm-hmm. There were some positive comments early, mostly from other customers who follow the place online. Some of the more recent comments haven't been as supportive. I'll never understand why people will get bent out of shape about what's going on in your house. If you're not hurting anybody.
Right.
If you're not hurting your loved ones.
That was your pet. Your choice of what to do.
You don't have to watch TV in that living room. I mean, what do you care?
No. And rugs, like bearskin rugs even, are used not necessarily on the floor.
Yeah.
They could be a lap rug. They could have it draped over a couch. I mean, there's a lot of options.
I didn't know if you'd want to see this, Melissa, or not. Just in case. I mean, it looks like a rug.
It does look like a... Yeah, that's a...
I mean,
it's a little disturbing.
It's a little disturbing. It's a little. I'm trying to be nice, and I can't. Yeah.
They. It turned out in a way that is, you know, they can still pet the fur. Yeah. Like it's nice. It's preserved well.
I don't know if it's healthy emotionally. I don't know. I literally don't know. I'm not sure, but it does pop in my brain to wonder. Like, is this the? I mean. One of the hardest things I've had to learn about animals is that part of their beauty is that we only have them for so much amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And that relationship, and nobody likes that. Nobody's cool with that.
No.
But it is something that you agreed, you know, it's an agreement that we have when we take an animal into our homes and stuff. There's no shelf life necessarily. There's no guarantee of how they're going to last, how long they're going to live, or how you're going to feel when you lose them. I'll tell you, I never got used to working at shelters and letting go of animals.
Mm.
Not once did I ever get used to it. And I had many people that worked in shelters for a lot longer than I did tell me, well, that's a good thing. But I don't know if I would have been able to like spend
continue
20 years in that
it.
Business. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even fostering at dogs was very difficult.
Because you get attached to them and then you got to let them go. And that's difficult.
After Katrina, I, along with my ex at the time, she was my girlfriend at the time. She's my ex now. Didn't make any sense.
I knew what you meant.
we were part of this group, ARF, that took in rescue animals and fostered animals. And after Katrina, there was thousands.
A lot, I'm sure.
So we had for about 4 months, I want to say, just animal after animal after animal in our little apartment that we had here. And that was not smart, but every single one of them, I can remember their faces. I can remember what they looked like. And some went back to their owners, but the majority of them went into adoption.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of those little guys was just, you know, your heart just goes out and stuff.
Well, I do think that this is, in my mind, a little less weird than getting your pet taxidermied, you know, like stuffed and mounted on the wall or on a stand. Because that rug, that dog skin rug, dog fur rug, it's functional. It could work as a lap rug. I mean, you could, you know, if you want to have that as comfort. I don't know that it's, I mean, this is not maybe a good analogy, but after my mom died, we took some of her clothes and turned them into blankets for her grandkids so that they could have a little piece of Nana with them. I mean, it's her clothing, which, I don't know, you could consider a dog's fur his clothing. So, I don't know. I think it's that terribly weird. Would I do it? No. But to each their own.
And let's be real here. At this point in the game, is this really like, does this really stand out? I mean, like,
of all the weird things humans do, not really.
Yeah, we do quite a few weird things. I feel like this doesn't
like
seem
going
like
going to football games. It's really actually kind of weird when people just like go and pay all this money to watch grown men run into each other. But you have the opportunity to win a couple of tickets. All you got to do is sign up for this New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway. We've got our promos running. They are playing on all of our stations, WFHR and WIRI. We're giving away two tickets to the January 1st game, Packers versus Vikings. And guess what, James? These are club tickets.
Yeah.
Still don't know what that means. But it sounds cool.
Yeah, very nice tickets.
So you just need to register at the Dropbox locations for your chance to win. One name will be drawn from each location's. And when you win at that location, you'll get a $50 gift card from that business and become a qualifier for the Green Bay giveaway. Qualifiers will be placed in a hat. You know, I don't know, that's how they do it. It's going to be have to be a big hat. Maybe.
Yes, big hat.
And one final winner will be selected. Registration boxes are located at Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria and Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa. You only have until November 28th to register at these locations. You get one registration per person per location. So that means you can register four times. I think they're also still looking for people to get registration boxes.
Yep.
And if we can get a couple more businesses to do that, you have more opportunities to win.
Buy local, support local. A big shout out to all these businesses that are already hosting our boxes. And we encourage more to do that.
Yeah. If you're interested, contact Steph before November 3rd at 715-424-1300.
Yeah.
Pam will put you in touch with her. and get you connected to be hosting a box.
It's really cool how they set this up, too. You got plenty of time to, you know, make sure that you can get time off from work if you need to, or any of the above things that you need to do to get your ducks in a row so that you can get to this game, because this is going to be a good one, everybody.
Yeah. And these are businesses you're visiting anyway.
Right? Yeah. It's going to be great. Wonderful promotion. Big shout out to all those businesses, to our own Steph Schmidt, and so many others doing great work on this. We'll talk about it more next hour. Stick around, everybody. Coming up, we got Ron Berry from This, That, and the Other joining us right here on, well, Seth, you tell them.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.